This is Rhode Island Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Tonight is All Hallows Eve, the night spooks and goblins and probably a few Anna and Elsa lookalikes hit the streets to cause mayhem and collect candy. In Rhode Island, there are plenty of ghost stories to make for a spooky Halloween, and this morning we'll explore some of them with Charles Harrington, the author of a new guidebook, Haunted and Strange Places in Rhode Island. He met me at the Biltmore Hotel in downtown Providence.
I imagine this is what it looked like back in 1922 when it was originally built and opened. I mean, you have the chandelier over the staircase, the glass-enclosed elevator, the work in the ceiling, which is absolutely gorgeous. And it's just nothing you see like in a modern hotel.
You write about it in your book and say that it has a reputation for possibly being haunted, which is something I haven't heard before.
It is allegedly haunted. It's got a great history. It's, you know, allegedly there was a speakeasy here, an illegal bar during the Prohibition, right up to Mayor Vincent Cianci, who had a, you know, he lived here for a while after he sold his house on Power Street. So there was a gentleman who recorded doors slamming in the middle of the night, swinging chandeliers, and he alleges that he was in the room by himself, and this all happened early in the morning. And he stayed in the room. He was recording it. I mean, most people would be running for the door or, you know, pounding at the front desk demanding their money back, but this guy stuck it out. He made a video, put it up on YouTube. It was great.
What room was this, do you know?
It was room 1102.
So what is the strangest or the most interesting ghost story that you managed to dig up doing this book?
My favorite was the Church Street Ghost in Newport. The chief of police of Newport owned some rental properties in the city, directly across the street from the First Baptist Church Cemetery. So, I mean, I'm sure every New England cemetery has a ghost story or five. And his tenants were complaining about knocking on the walls late at night. So the chief of police of Newport assigned two police officers to sit in the house to wait for the ghost. And it was reported in 1906 in the July 18th edition of the Boston Evening Standard, page 21. To my knowledge, they never caught him. But I don't know what would they do if they did catch him. I don't know how you would arrest a ghost. But it was one of my favorite stories out of the whole all the research I did, because they're just, you know, the chief of police essentially just blatantly abusing his powers.
Now, of course, Providence, Rhode Island, home to H.P. Lovecraft, and Edgar Allan Poe also spent a lot of time here. In your research, did you find the story about Poe supposedly haunting Benefit Street and the Providence Athenaeum?
Yes, the street's allegedly haunted by Edgar Allan Poe, who's been heard walking the streets at night. His fiancée, who he never married, Sarah Helen Whitman, had a house on the street. So she's been sighted as well, I believe. He's been sighted. There's been ghostly faces pressed up against windows that have been seen. One person even claims to have seen a ghostly carriage drawn by horses going down the street early in the morning.
So you say you do believe in ghosts. Have you ever seen one?
The closest I've come to seeing a ghost was actually in London at a hotel I stayed at, the President Hotel. It was late at night, going into my room, and just out of the corner of my eye, I see something, and I look over, and I swear it was like this little gray shape, looked like a hunched-over little old lady passing through some swinging doors, through a closed door into another room, and that's the closest I've ever come to seeing a ghost. I mean, there's a million explanations for this. Personally, yeah, I still think it was a ghost, but it could be explained 12 different ways.
So, All Hallows Eve, Halloween, are you celebrating? And do you have any recommendations?
For Halloween, I think probably Fort Adams would be fun this weekend. They actually do open up the fort for a haunted house, but, you know, this is of the paying kind, so you can walk the corridors. But they do have a ghostly history as well. Some people have seen ghosts on Fort Adams. It is mentioned in the book. It's a lovely park as well, and it's great just to get out and walk around in the fresh air, especially that close to the ocean.
Charles Harrington, I want to thank you for talking to us today on Rhode Island Public Radio, the author of the guidebook to haunted and strange places in Rhode Island.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.